Freedom of speech, the ability to express yourself, it's a cherished idea, as well it should be. Most of us who live in liberal Western democracies think of it as a basic human right. People have fought and died for it. But now we may be in danger of losing it. The threat is not coming from without, from external enemies, but from within. A generation is being raised not to believe in freedom of speech, but rather that they should have freedom from speech they dislike. This is a threat to both pluralism and democracy itself. We see this in Europe, where sensitivity-based censorship attempts to ban anything deemed hateful or even just hurtful, and to ban criticism of religion, especially Islam. But the United States, despite its strong constitutional protections in the Bill of Rights, is far from immune from the rising trend of suppression of speech, or what is sometimes called political correctness. This is especially true at America's colleges and universities, the place where our future leaders are educated and where you'd expect speech to be the most free. Highly restrictive speech codes are now the norm on campus, not the exception.
Well, mister, I got something to say! I'm telling you, it's never too loud and it's never too strong. The banner of the working class, man. It's never too late and it's never out of date. The music of a rock and roll band. So give me your voice, or give them no choice. We'll never take the shit they dish out. We're gonna be heard and we'll have the last word. And now we're the voice of the crowd.
communist reign. I'm gonna tell it to the North, gonna tell it to the South, gonna tell it to the East, and gonna tell it to the West. Now there's only one. Mad Mark After Dark, the man that hates everything except the real thing. Coming to you once again, right here and right now. So you better listen, because I always tell it like it is, always have, and always will. And tonight is certainly no different than any other night. Did you all miss me? Did you think I quit? Did you think I left the building? Well, I didn't. I'm still here. I'm still doing this. And you know, when I started the Mark After Dark show, I think it was well over 20 years ago. Unbelievable. I'm still doing this. I made a clear decision that I would express my opinions and personal beliefs about religion, politics, and naturally, this is a music show, so music-related topics. But unfortunately, hosting this program for the last several years, I've been confronted with program directors who have told me in so many words to shut up and just play the music. And you, Mark After Dark, should fit into a certain musical category. Because your variety just plain doesn't work. And you know what? I've proven them all wrong, because I'm still here. Now, for those of you who have either watched my television show when it aired many, many moons ago, or just started listening to the radio show, you all know that honesty has always been the cornerstone of the Mark After Dark show. And freedom of speech and freedom of expression continue to be a sensitive topic that has been fought out among entertainers like myself, politicians, and religious fanatics for many years. And unfortunately, universities and many other institutions that claim to be inclusive and progressive have tried to limit freedom of speech. They have become more supportive of conservative and restrictive beliefs and ultimately control what you see and hear. Now, even though music is probably the biggest part of my program, I'm going to express my personal opinions, whether people or programmers like it or not. If you know me, then you know my truths have never physically harmed anybody. If I tell you that your band and music is terrible, that's just my opinion. Take it or leave it. Well, moving on into the topic and music on tonight's episode. Now this, it's going to reflect my personal viewpoints with many different genres of music, and it's relevant to what we're discussing this evening. We're going to lead into a song that was recorded by one of the most influential hard rock power trios. And I'm talking about Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker, the legendary Cream. Wheels of Fire album, released way back in 1968, which is one of my favorites. And the track is entitled Politician. So take a listen. There's so much more to talk about in this topic, and I hope you all stay tuned, and I hope you all listen. There you go.
Thank you. At this moment, I would like to thank the evangelical and religious community because I'll tell you what, the support that they've given me, and I'm not sure I totally deserve it, has been so amazing and has had such a big reason for me being here tonight. True. So true. They have much to contribute to our politics, yet our laws prevent you from speaking your minds from your own pulpits. An amendment pushed by Lyndon Johnson many years ago threatens religious institutions with a loss of their tax-exempt status if they openly advocate their political views. Their voice has been taken away. I am going to work very hard to repeal that language and to protect free speech for all Americans.
Isn't that exciting? Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Well, I don't know. I'm going to play it anyway. This one is called Just Because You Got the Power. That don't mean you got the right.
Oh, Shut it down! right, I am a rotten bastard. I admit it. But I tell you something. Even though I got a lot of hate inside, I got some friends who ain't got hate inside. They're filled with nothing but love. Their only crime is growing their hair long, smoking a little grass and getting high, looking at the stars at night, writing poetry in the sand. And what do? You bust down their doors, man. Dumbass cop. You bust down their doors and you bust down their heads.
So now all of you out there probably want to know what happened. I mean, one weekend, you're tuning in to listen to the Mark After Dark show, and a week later, I'm gone, and you don't know what happened. And you know what? I appreciate all the emails and letters that I received in that break period. That's great, and people asking. So now I'm going to explain exactly what went down. I mean, it all started, actually, after the 2016 presidential election. And I received an email by the program director dated November 9th, 2016. And this was a few days after the results. And it said, and I quote, "Staff, regardless of your political affiliation, I am obligated to let you all know there will be no mention of the election, the winners, the losers, or any patriotic songs played until further notice." And the thing about this radio station claimed to be apolitical. You know, the one thing I couldn't understand is how they didn't know who I was. You know, when I got hired, the program director seemed to know all about me, heard my stuff, also claimed to like everything I did. But eventually, as I got into doing the show, I started receiving emails and phone calls telling me to tone it down and to shut up. Like I said, just play the music. So one day, without even a 2-week warning, I was off their station. I believe I was canceled for expressing my First Amendment right to freedom of speech. But you know, honestly, I'll tell you, I knew it was coming, and I personally didn't care. And to all the naysayers, and I know you're out there, I never give up. I tell you, I will never give up, and will continue until the blood runs out of my body and I'm dead. This is what I do. This is my passion, my life's work. It's not a niche, and it's certainly not a hobby. I've been doing it for such a long time, it couldn't be. So we're going to move on. On October 15th, 1988, Motorhead released his third live album, No Sleep At All. Now, the live debut, in my mind, is a classic. Just because you got the power, that don't mean you got the right, was Lemmy's battle cry against corporate greed and crooked politicians stealing your money. Now, they debuted this live version from Finland, I believe, and it was recorded. It was recorded, in my mind, like I said, it was a classic. One of my favorite bands of all times. And I saw this four-piece band so many times in my life. Man, I really miss Lemmy and I really miss Motorhead. So, and it fits so perfectly into what it is. But A Eulogy for the Damned was released in 2012, and it was the seventh studio album by the English stoner metal band Orange Goblin. You know, The Filthy and the Few is a track that fits perfectly into what we're discussing tonight. And you know what? We're going to move into the next section of music, and I'm going to shut up and we're going to play some music. And we're going to change it up just a little bit. On June 7th, 1975, the R&B soul band, the Isley Brothers, released their 13th studio album, The Heat Is On. Fight the Power, Part 1 and 2, was the first single off of this landmark release. And the song is notable for the usage of a word I use all the time. The word is bullshit, which was censored by radio stations at that time. So take a listen, because you know what? I'm not going to censor it, so you're going to hear it. There you go. I try.
Because you do know, folks, living in this country, you're bound to know that every time you're exposed to advertising, you realize once again that America's leading industry, America's most profitable business, is still the manufacture, packaging, distribution, and marketing of bullshit. High quality, grade A, prime cut, pure American bullshit. And the sad part is that most people seem to have been indoctrinated to believe that bullshit only comes from certain places, certain sources, advertising, politics, salesmen, not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit, teachers are full of shit, clergymen are full of shit, and law enforcement people are full of shit. This entire country is completely full of shit, and always has been, from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution to the Star-Spangled Banner. It's still nothing more than one big steaming pile of red, white, and blue, all-American bullshit. Because think of how we started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of shit.
brother. Said y'all need a new DJ. I'm your man.
You're in prison.
It's a minor challenge.
This summer, discover the extraordinary story.
Oh my God, he's a convict.
Of an outrageous voice.
I'm a recovering alcoholic, been sober 5 hours.
Oh no.
You're going to trouble!
Petey Green electrified a city.
My guest tonight is a pimp that I wouldn't trust to wash my car. But y'all done elected him city official.
And shocked the country.
Petey Green goes to the White House and steals some silverware. I ain't that crazy.
But in our darkest hour.
I'm gonna need you on the air right away.
He brought a nation together.
I know you're hurting. We're gonna get through this, people. We shall overcome.
Academy Award nominee Don Cheadle, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Cedric the Entertainer, Taraji P. Henson, Mike Epps, and Martin Sheen.
You ready to shake up the world, Radio Man?
Talk to me.
Billy Dalton staggered on the sidewalk. Someone said he stumbled and he fell. 6 squad cars came screaming to the rescue. Hauled old Billy Dalton off to jail. 'Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no drunks like Billy Dalton scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Homely Honeycutt was nothing but a hippie. Walking through this world without a care. Then one day 6 strapping brave policemen held down Homer Lee and cut his hair. 'Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no hairy-headed hippies scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Oh, so thank your lucky stars you've got protection. Walk the line and never mind the cost. And don't wonder who them lawmen was protecting when they nailed the Savior to the cross. 'Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no riddle-speaking prophets scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree.
single mom raising her kids. And I'm for the preachers who stay on their knees. And I'm for the sinner who finally believes. And I'm for the farmer with dirt on his hands. And the soldiers who fight for this land. Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for the forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man.
The Bible, nothing wrong with the flag.
Nothing wrong with the working man, me and no head. We're just some of many, can't get no respect.
None.
Politically incorrect.
Politically incorrect.
Avoid all the trendy, controversial topics. Which basically means that if something is being talked about by somebody somewhere about something, you may not have an opinion about it because you're wrong and it's gonna offend someone. You must also remember, no more jokes. Jokes are a thing of the past. So remember to never laugh or make anyone else laugh, because if you do, that means you're laughing at the issues. Issues like war and rape and racism. So if you laugh, you're a racist war rapist. And last but not least, and most importantly, everything is offensive. It's not rocket science. If you don't want to offend others, it's simple. Don't have opinions. Don't take any action. Don't walk, talk, move, wear, or share anything you're thinking about, especially if it's about an issue. And everything is an issue. And at the same time, keep in mind that with all these issues, if you don't speak up and take action, you guys are part of the problem. So stop having opinions, stop taking action, and step up and do something and take action.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me destruction.
My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't breathe.